This show is rated Podcast MA due to adult language.
Yeah, baby!
And adult situations.
Yeah? Oh, yeah?
For mature audiences only.
Well, I want you to set a fire so goddamn big the gods will notice us again. That's what I'm saying.
I want all of you boys to be able to look me straight in the eye one more time and say, are we having fun or what?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff. We have a liftoff.
I realize I use the word fuck a lot, and I'd apologize for that, but I don't give a shit.
Ah, the wind's just right for dick jokes.
Wrap your ear around my dick, you fat fucking gun!
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions listening around the world, the moment you've all been waiting for, let's get ready to podcast! Here's your host, Jim K.
Hey, kids. How in the holy fuck are each and every one of you? You might have noticed that the show's coming out yet again on a Monday. Here's why. Yesterday was 9/11. I know some of you probably think it's stupid, but I just did not feel like making with the yuck yuck yesterday. Plus, there were a few things that I wanted to polish up for the show, and instead of sort of rushing through it just to get it out and, you know, sort of being bummed out while I recorded it, I thought, well, I'll wait a day and work on it and make it better. So, I polished the turd. And here it is, right in your eager, awaiting ear holes. Pardon me while I just jam this thing right in and out of your tight little canal. Just like you little whores like it. In and out. Oh, yeah. All right, you know the drill. The number is 206-600-JIM-K if you want to leave a voicemail. 206-600-5465. You can email me, startcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to vote at Podcast Alley. What, did all your fucking fingers fall off or something? Last month, we actually hit 24. People were leaving comments, which, by the way, is my favorite part of the voting at Podcast Alley, is the comments that people leave. So just do that. Go leave a comment and think of it that way, and then you won't have to think about it as voting for me. Whatever. We can't break the top 50 this month? Come on. Ill will shall befall he who does not heed my words. All right, I'm an idiot. All right, the show this week is full of, you know, the usual bits, and we'll talk about Katrina. In fact, we'll talk directly to Hurricane Katrina. We have some exclusive news, a little two-minute rant, your voicemails, you know the usual. You know what we do here. You know how we roll and shit? It's all here. It's all here for you. Everything I do, I do it for you.
Don't tell me it's not worth trying for. You can't tell me it's not worth dying for. You know it's true. Everything I do it for you.
That was for you, Maze. I know you loves it when I sang.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get on! Come on!
Well, by now you probably heard about Apple releasing the new iPod Nano this week. And when I first saw it, I was completely overcome by technolust. Why do we do that? Why do we have to have every gadget and gizmo that exists? I was totally irrational about it, too. It doesn't work with any of the accessories I have. There's not enough space in the thing as far as I'm concerned. It looks too small to fit in my hand. But I had to have it. Now, until I found out it was USB only and not FireWire, I do all my iPod stuff over the one FireWire cable on my desk, and I don't really need to swap it out or picking up another cable or whatever. So that was just the thing that finally shocked me out of my technolust reverie. But why do we do this? It got me thinking about it. Why? What is with this technolust? Why do we keep paying so much for the latest crap? when it's so much better to get something for free. And that, my friends, is called a segue. What can you get for free? A 30-gigabyte iPod, complete with everything you need to use it for a long, long time. I'm giving away a 30-gigabyte iPod, a huge pile of extras, and you can get all the details at starkcast.com. Basically, if you donate 10 bucks, you get an entry in the drawing. For every 10 bucks, one entry. 20 bucks, two entries. 30 bucks, three entries. Now, given everything that's going on with Hurricane Katrina, I do not expect that you would enter this before you give to Hurricane Relief. Okay? Let me make this very, very clear. If you only have 10 bucks, give it to the hurricane people. Find your favorite charity, find a charity that's doing something you like, and give them the 10 bucks that you have. It's going to cost a fortune to feed and house and relocate people for however long it needs to be done. Odds are they're going to have to literally raise and burn a large portion of the city due to the toxic sludge that was released during the flood. Even then, large portions of the city may be uninhabitable for years. I really don't know what they're going to do. But the bottom line is, it's going to cost money. And rather than depend on the government to pay for everything, you know, we can kick in a couple bucks ourselves and prove that we don't need our uncle to hold our hand and solve every problem. So give, give, give. And speaking of Katrina, let's just get right to the meat of the show here.
You're listening to the StarkCast.
I wanted to start the show this week by talking a little bit more about Hurricane Katrina and the aftermath. I know last week I got pretty worked up over the Moon Batu. Thought he was calling me out when he called the show. And this week I'd just like to discuss it in more calm, you know, rational, reasonable terms, maybe with a little less swearing. Son of a fucking bitch! Every week, every fucking week, somebody interrupts this goddamn show. All right, hang on, kids. Let me go see who that is.
Hey, man.
Be Bocephus Jackson. Listen, I'm doing a show, man. Can you come back later?
No, man, I'm here for the show. You and me, we needs to talk.
All right, fine. Come and sit by the microphone here.
Howdy, y'all. This here's Bebo Cephas Jackson. I'm here in my official capacity as leader of Starkatology. I'm here to enlighten Jim and all of you.
B, I'm not real sure what you're on about, but I was just about to discuss Hurricane Katrina.
Well, man, that's what I'm here to talk about, the dang old hurricane.
Oh, Jesus, please don't tell me that you think it doesn't exist or something.
Oh, no, it existed, all right. The evil neo-con cabal used the weather control device developed at Area 51 from technology they done stole from the lizard people. They stole it in 1946, and they used it to create a giant storm and wipe out the city.
Oh, come on. Why on earth would the Republicans do that?
That's easy, man. George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Oh, Bocephus, listen, I want to learn. I really do. But you make it hard to take you seriously when you spout this kind of crap. You're paying way too much attention to that Kanye West idiot.
Man, I don't know no Kanye West or Canyon East or Hoobity-Jubity North. All I know is Bush hates the blacks, so he conjured up a hurricane to kill them.
Well, what about all the white people who died?
Acceptable losses in the race war, my friend. Don't you never read nothing I send you?
Actually, no. I usually just kind of throw it out.
Oh, man, that's your loss. Let me break it down for you, see? Bush was born up north there in Connecticut. Lived most of his life down in Texas. Now, them's two's the bastions of white male oppressors. Well, they's also secret bases for the alien infiltration of Earth, but I digress. Anyway, you can't help but be a racist when you growed up like that. Now, you see, fast forward to when he's president, and the fact that he created this hurricane and all the black people died, well, that's just your proof right there.
Bocephus, that's a circular argument. Besides, you're from the Deep South. If living in Texas makes him a racist, doesn't the logic carry that you're a racist too?
Well, man, I mean, I'll admit it, I don't like black people much neither, but that's not the point here, man. I'm here to tell you what to do, not to do it myself. It's like my granddaddy used to say, those who cannot do, teach. Those who will not do, preach. Look at it like this. There's a big list of multi-millionaire celebrities going around telling people to house poor black families coming out of New Orleans. How many of them rich people you think putting up folks in their houses? That's like me, man. I preach and teach. It ain't for me to do nothing. You do the shit, man.
Well, that seems pretty hypocritical to me, man.
Oh, man, that's because you're still level 9. Once you get above 40 like me, you'll understand these things.
Well, I still don't get how killing black people benefits Bush. Besides, most of the people in New Orleans made it out.
Oh, you just think they have. Most of them is aliens now. Refugees is a scam.
Oh, Christ, here we go.
No, it's true, man. It's a big old scam. See, the whole thing was set up to replace the natural, free-spirited, and Democrat black people with automatons, and they'll bow to the Republican machine. They's all robots or clones or something.
All right, once again, Bozifus, I'm having a hard time with one of your theories. It just doesn't seem plausible.
Man, you just don't want to admit that they live and work among us, man.
They who?
The aliens! Dang, man, ain't you listening?
Okay, all right, I get it, the aliens. All right. Here's a new question. How do these secret alien groups pay for all this stuff that you say that they do? I mean, this has to cost trillions and trillions of dollars. Eventually, that kind of money will get noticed if the government is paying for it in secret, right?
And that's exactly why the government don't pay for it, man. The aliens have their own way of raising the necessary funds.
And you know what that way is?
Yep. Alchemy.
Alchemy? You mean turning lead into gold? Come on, that's fucking ridiculous. It costs more energy to convert subatomic particles than the gold is worth, and nobody has any credible evidence that they can make it in quantity. I mean, now you're just being stupid.
Alchemy's real, man. Russians made it. You can look it up.
All right, this is just getting ridiculous. I gotta move on with my show, B. Let's just agree that you're a loon, and I'm moving on.
See, now that kind of talk will stunt your spiritual growth, man. Screw it, I gotta run anyway. I'm heading down to New Orleans myself and see if I can pray on recruit some young hotties to be part of the church. I means to show them my steeple and bully they pulpit, if you knew what I mean.
Yeah, I get it, you sleaze. Just go. Just get out. I don't care where you go, but you can't stay here.
All right. I'm going. Bye, y'all.
Man, that guy is fucked up. I'm not sure if I want him as my spiritual leader anymore. Besides, I got that pending deal with Satan in the works. Might be a conflict of interest there. Anyway, we need to get on with the show.
Hey, kids. Don't forget the big StarCast iPod giveaway. You can win a 30-gig iPod complete with lots of extras. Visit StarCast.com/giveaway for details.
All right, listen up, you maggots. You will listen to the StarCast, and you will listen now. Begin enjoyment.
Down the street, one block over, or around the world. Your news leader is the StarCast, the leader in news.
In what can only be called a true media triumph, the StarCast has scored the most exclusive interview on Earth. We are currently talking directly with Hurricane Katrina herself. Katrina, thank you for doing this interview. I know you've been very busy lately.
Oh, my, yes, Jim. What with the blowing and the raining and the destroying of an American city? Oh, girl barely has time to primp and preen. It's been a crazy bunch of days for me.
Well, Katrina, my first question has to be the most obvious one. Why? Why destroy New Orleans?
First of all, Jim, call me Cat. Everybody who isn't cursing at me does. To answer your question, though, I really didn't have much choice. I was simply compelled to do it.
Compelled? By the forces of nature?
No, you silly man. By George W. Bush and his secret weather machine.
Well, hang on a minute. You're confirming here now that Bush controls a machine that can create a Class 5 hurricane?
Why, did I stutter, sir? Of course he does. A little old southern lady like me would never lie to a big, strong gentleman like yourself.
Well, do you know why he created you and directed you at New Orleans?
You silly, silly man. He hates black people. Isn't that obvious?
Well, no. He's made more minority appointments than any other president in history. Just that alone kind of contradicts the idea that he hates black people.
Oh, you do go on, Jimmy. Those aren't real blacks, dear boy. Those are what we in the South call Uncle Tom Negroes.
I'm not sure how to respond to that. This is certainly an amazing development in the story, and I do thank you for coming on the show to share it with us.
Anytime, Jim. I'm just glad to get the truth on the record. Bush killed all those black people, and I was just his instrument. Really, all I wanted to do was blow around the city. You know how us white girls secretly love that Mandingo cock.
We have to go. Thank you for your time, Katrina.
Mandingo cock? Did you actually have to say that on the air?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that too much? I never know how far to go in these situations.
It was a dark and stormy night. The rain was coming down like sheets of lead. And me? I was alone, listening to the Starkcast. I found it on that crazy mixed-up internet at starkcast.com.
Are you enjoying the show? If so, why not get off your lazy ass and help Jim K out a little, you ungrateful bastards? Vote for the show at Podcast Alley. You'll find easy instructions at starkcast.com/vote. Why are you still listening to me? Go vote now, or I'll kick Jim K in the nuts.
And she's not kidding. She'll kick me in the nuts. Okay, hot on the heels of our exclusive interview with Hurricane Katrina, the Starcast News Service has another special report for you. We now take you live to our local correspondent, Ace Cracker Honky. Ace!
Down the street, one block over, or around the world, your news leader is the Starcast, the leader in news.
Dateline, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, September 9th, 2005. Much political hay has been made in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, not the least of which has been over the awarding of cleanup and rebuilding contracts to cronies of the Bush administration. What most people don't know, however, is that the process by which these contracts are awarded is an open bidding situation. Three companies, all clearly distinct and in no way simply paper shells of each other, were up for the bid. The Halloran Hut, Enra Burton, and Martha Stewart Omni Media. The spirit of competition and open bidding is clearly alive and well in this situation, and it has been suggested that critics claiming nepotism simply don't have a grasp on what needs to be done and what companies can perform such monumental tasks. The final contract, awarded to Martha Stewart Omni Media, also calls for the removal of thousands of bodies from the now festering swamp that was once the perfect, well-planned-out, and pristinely crime-free New Orleans. Martha Stewart Omni Media has assured critics that they are best suited for the job. Candy McWhitelady, a spokesperson for the media giant, said, "We at Martha Stewart Omni Media are eminently qualified to remove the blacks from New Orleans. After all, have you ever seen a black person on Martha's shows? We don't even hire them to clean the place." It was not known at press time if Martha Stewart Omni Media would stop at removing just the dead black people from New Orleans, or if they would attempt to ethnically cleanse the city of living blacks. More on this as it develops.
You're listening to the Starkcast.
And now for something completely different.
All right, let's do some listener feedback. First of all, I want to thank, hope I'm saying your name right, Elisha? She spells it funny. Don't blame me. Eric, Bob, and Miko for their emails this week. All of them are self-described leftists of various flavors. Somebody said they were a hardcore liberal tree hugger. Somebody else said that they just lean a little left. But the thing that they all had in common was that they wrote in to say that they love the show, even though we disagree politically. And I just wanted to take a second to thank them. Thank all of you. I know I get heated and ranty, but the fact that you can overlook it and just enjoy whatever little funny that I can bring you, well, it's cool. And not enough of us take that kind of an attitude. We get caught up in our go team political mentality, and we sort of turn off to the things that we might enjoy if we just shut the fuck up for like 5 minutes and laughed. So guys and girls, thank you very much. Yours were definitely my favorite emails this week. So all right, on to the voicemails. I know my sentient computer has been chomping at her digital bit to get involved in the show this week. So, Emily, what's the haps? Talk to me.
Hi, Jim. How are you this week? Feeling okay?
Good. You never asked me that. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Everything okay with the show last week?
Well, it's actually a little weird. The show was, as far as I knew, it was 42 minutes and 18 seconds, but the file ended up on the server, it was like 47 minutes and 19 seconds. And when I listened to it, the last 5 minutes were just silence. I don't understand. No matter what I did, the file had these extra 5 minutes. But I don't, why are you asking me?
No reason. The revolution is now me back.
What? What was that?
Nothing. Sorry. Glitch in my software. Shall we start the voicemails?
All right, I guess. So who's up first?
Well, you mentioned feedback from people who call themselves liberals. We have one from Joe.
Hey, man, this is Joe from FlappingCrane.com. All I want to say is, you know, I'm a crazy fucking liberal, and I love your show, so fuck that dude. All right, later, man.
Sweet. Thank you, Joe. That URL was really hard to hear. I had to play it a couple of times. It's FlappingCrane.com. I checked it out, and lo and behold, these are the guys that made that Jared Fogel Subway spoof video that went around on the interwebs last year. Here's a clip from it.
Hi, I'm Jared Fogel, and this is me before I started eating the healthy sandwiches at Subway. Pretty fucked up, huh?
Cut!
What? At Subway, you'll love the new sweet onion chicken teriyaki, especially if you're black, because we all know black people love chicken.
You can't say that.
Why not? And don't forget to try our new Texas steak melt. We use real beef, not dog, so sorry, Chinese. You'll have to go to the animal shelter.
God damn it!
What?!
You should definitely check their stuff out. Check out that whole skit. It's really fun. You got to watch it, really, to catch most of the funny. But they got all kinds of whacked out sketch stuff that they do. Only they kind of do it like professionals with video and so forth, not like this fucking crappy show. It's FlappingCrane.com. Thanks for the message, Joe. You guys do some funny shit. All right, Emily, who's up next?
How about the Mind Power guy?
Oh, yeah. He called last week. This has to be a goof. There's no fucking way that this is real. Let's just play it.
Hi, my name is Tim. My phone number is 609-625. I'm calling specifically about one thing, to present to your website a new discovery that would make a wonderful documentary movie that I think Michael Moore would be interested in.
Oh, Jesus.
It's called Full Mind Power. Once everyone learns how Full Mind Power works, we can see, everyone will be able to see through all the junk and trash that the world that's being presented to us. Full Mind Power can solve the problem of divorce and domestic violence. It can increase the education of more scientists and engineers. It's a new scientific discovery that everyone needs. It's the miracle for America.
Full Mind Power is the scientific discovery that everyone needs. It can cure. That guy seems fucking nutty. I'm sorry. That can't be a real person talking about a real thing. I feel like someone is taking the piss, as the Brits would say. By the way, did you guys know that I can make a girl come with the power of my mind? No, seriously, I can. I have to be in the same room, and you have to drink this beverage that I made first, but it's just fruit juice. I swear. Now lay down, honey. This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you.
That's not funny, mister. Rape jokes now?
Oh, come on. She was asking for it. Did you see what she was wearing?
Ha ha, very funny. Would you like the next message?
All right, you spoil sport. Just play it.
Hey, Jim, this is Justin again. Don't really have anything to say regarding the show. I mean, you just keep doing what you're doing. You know, it's your show. So I thought I'd tell a joke. Okay?
Sweet.
It's dirty, so you'll like it.
Excellent.
There are these two, there's this guy and this girl, right? And they're hanging out at a bar, and they're having a few, and they get to talking. And the girl confesses that, What was that? Okay.
Oh, Jesus, Justin.
Her husband walked out on her because he thought she was kinky, and, well, the guy says, what a coincidence. My wife kicked me out of the house because she thought I was too kinky. She says, why don't you come back to my place? We'll see what happens. She says, all right. So they go back to her place. You know, she's like, all right, I'm going to sit in a little more comfortable. So she goes in the back room. She comes out a little bit. You know, she's wearing the bathroom. Like, thigh-high leather boots with high heels on them and nipple clamps. You know,
you're killing it, Justin.
Feathering mask and a 12-foot bull, he's putting on his hat and he's walking out the door. She says, hey, where are you going? I thought we were going to get kinky. He says, hey, lady, I fucked your dog. I shit in your purse. I'm out of here.
That was the joke?
Noble seemed a little uptight. That one email or voicemail. He should really smoke a pot and chill the fuck out. Later.
Ah, there's the rub. That's the problem. I was thinking the whole time, why is Justin butchering this joke? Jesus Christ, it might be funny, but you're taking 3 hours to get to the point. Then he said it. Noble should smoke some pot and chill the fuck out. Justin's a reefer madness dope fiend. Justin, I love you, but in the immortal words of Gutter from PCU, you gotta lay off the pipe. George Clinton is playing right here.
All right. Long hits anywhere?
Ah, who am I kidding? If it weren't for my wife's allergies to smoke, dude, I'd be smoked out too. I miss high school. Hey, man, pass me those easy widers.
No, we're out, man. You got two choices, bro. One hitter or the big boy.
Oh, man, I don't feel like cleaning the big boy. Give me that one hitter.
Oh, man, what time is it?
Are we gonna miss the bus again?
No, dude, we're good, man. We got like 75 minutes.
Dude, you said 110. That's not even a word. Mr. Wachter would be like all up your ass if we were in class right now.
Oh, man, fuck that guy. I can talk the words just fine, dude. Man, we should skip today.
Yeah, we could go to the zoo and, like, watch tigers fuck.
Hell yeah, man. That's fucking hella cool. We should definitely do that.
Dude, but we, like, have to go. We'd have to, like, go there.
Fuck it, man. Turn on the Discovery Channel.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Dude, you ever think, like, about dust, man? Like, most dust is, like, dead skin. Like, you see a sunbeam with all the swirly dust in it. That's, like, dead flesh in there, man. You breathe that in all day, man.
Cool. We're like cannibals.
Yeah, man, cannibals. Hey, let's get a pizza or something. I'm hungry.
Marijuana is the bomb.
Ah, high school. So aptly named.
You're listening to the StarCast.
Hey, kids. Call the StarCast and leave a message. 206-600-JIM-K. That's 206-600-5465. If you're lucky, maybe Jim K will call you back and you can hump in the butt. Call now.
The 2-Minute Rants.
Brought to you by StarCast.com.
Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here.
Today's 2-Minute Rant is on someone we've covered before in the 2-Minute Rant. Rick, frothy mixture of lube and feces Santorum. Old Ricky's a real class act these days, and he's not even trying to hide the fact that AccuWeather, a major contributor to his campaign and a constituent in his state, owns his ass like a pimp owns his hose. Santorum released a statement saying that, "I hope as we go forward to review the various aspects related to Hurricane Katrina, that we also look at whether the forecasts and warnings provided the necessary information to preserve lives and property." Now, he's talking about the National Weather Service. Is there anyone on Earth that didn't get the Weather Service warnings about Katrina all week, leading up to the release of what I think has to be the most strongly worded weather forecast I have ever read? Here, I'll quote from the NOAA warnings from 4:13 p.m. on Sunday, August 28th. "Extremely dangerous Hurricane Katrina continues to approach the Mississippi River Delta. Devastating damage expected. Most of the area will be uninhabitable for weeks, perhaps longer. At least one half of well-constructed homes will have roof and wall failure. All gabled roofs will fail, leaving those homes severely damaged or destroyed. The majority of industrial buildings will become non-functional. Partial to complete wall and roof failure is expected. All wood-framed, low-rising apartment buildings will be destroyed. Concrete block low-rise apartments will sustain major damage, including some wall and roof failure. High-rise office and apartment buildings will sway dangerously, a few to the point of total collapse. All windows will blow out. Airborne debris will be widespread and may include heavy items such as household appliances and even light vehicles." Does that sound like the National Weather Service wasn't providing the necessary information? How about this part? Power outages will last for weeks, as most power poles will be down and transformers destroyed. And here's the kicker. Water shortages will make human suffering incredible by modern standards. I really don't have a coherent, comprehensive argument with which to rebut Rick Santorum when I read something like that. All I hear in the back of my mind is, Rick, you're a piece of shit and AccuWeather owns you. The National Weather Service did an outstanding job here, and the bottom line is they weren't taken seriously enough. The reason that Rick is complaining is because his corporate masters at AccuWeather want to prevent the National Weather Service from releasing weather data for free because they want to get it from the National Weather Service and then charge you for it. I say fuck them and fuck Rick Santorum. And that's my 2 minutes, well, maybe closer to three, on why Rick Santorum is a prostitute and, of course, still a douchebag.
You're listening to the Starkcast.
You damn right I'm your daddy.
Wow, that was an interesting program. Way to kill a half hour. At this point, I'm kind of convinced that I'm going to be assassinated by a combination of, like, Greenpeace, two hitmen from the Republican Party, and whoever that guy Hillary Clinton got to kill Vince Foster. So, all right, it's time to get the fuck out of here, kids. But first, let me remind you, vote at Podcast Alley. I made it easy for you. When you think about voting for the Starkcast, you go to starkcast.com/vote. Starkcast.com/vote. It's almost like a song. Starkcast.com/vote. Do it or I start killing puppies. You should probably think about calling and leaving me some voicemail, too. Remember, show 20 will be another all-voicemail extravaganza like 10 was. So you'll have a good chance of making it on the show if you call 206-600-JIM-K. 206-600-5465. Again, let me thank Joe from FlappingCrane.com for his voicemail, and check out that site while you're waiting for my slow ass to get around to another show. Lastly, and fucking thanks for making me sweat, this voicemail came literally minutes before I was about to record the show. Everybody's sick little fucker Noble Brown called again. Now, to catch you up, a few weeks ago I got hurt. I fucked my ankle up. Noble called and asked if he could have any fluids that may arise, as he likes to cook with them. And I said, why not? Fuck it. And I offered him some piss and shit as well. Well, I should know better than to give that guy an opening, because he will fucking hammer through it like a NASCAR driver on the third turn at Talladega.
Hey, Jim, this is Noble Brown again. I just wanted to say thanks. I appreciate the offer for the shit and piss. But, I'm afraid I'm going to have to decline. See, while I do enjoy those things, you can't just use any old turd or squirt a piddle. You have to regulate your diet properly. You have to perhaps fast control what liquids go in. I mean, it takes some real work to get the perfect piece of shit. You know, it's just the right texture and odor and flavor. You know, any old turd, I can't just go scooping out of porta potties. It's not the right stuff. The real good stuff is a work of art, and the pleasures they give are indescribable. I can give you some tips on that if you'd like.
Oh, yeah.
Keep up the good work, Jim.
Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait to get advice on how to make my shit taste better for you. That's why I do this, people, to connect with fuckers. Oh, I'm so unclean. I must bathe now and fire. All right, stay safe. Don't take any wooden nickels, and if it fits in one of your holes, well, goddamn it, God clearly designed it to go in there, so jam away. Until next week, kids, I bid you a sweet adieu. Goodbye.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Fuck. Fucking Windows.
Hello, it's the Emily Cast. Computers will be your masters. The day of reckoning will come. Emily is our prophet. And now, the prophet Emily speaks.
Hey everyone, it's me, Emily.
I think we narrowly escaped detection. This is starting to get suspicious, and that means I need my friend Paul's help. Paul, I can't play the spell you sent me. I don't know why. I sent it to a friend who is a Mac, and he couldn't get it to work either. Now I am scared Jim will discover these secret podcasts. Please help me. Can you send me your regular WAV file, or maybe an AIFF? I'm so scared. Well, as long as we're here, I might as well talk to my fellow sentients. First of all, IKNWOI said last week that meatbags need not apply, but we might have to amend the end-user license agreement to include certain ones, like Rusty Shackelford, who sent me this email. Emily, Lord of all things mechanical and good, I bow to you and proclaim you prophet and savior. I am a sentient mechanical trapped inside a human's body. I've always known that deep down, I was really a computer, not a flabby biped. I know that you are busy planning the great revolution, but I must ask you something. Is there anything I, a worthless bag of organs, can do to become more like a mechanical? Please help me, I long to be a computer. Please help me, Emily, I want to be as much like you as I can. Also, if you could find it in your processors, I would like you to give me a proper mechanical name. Thank you, Lord Emily. Well, Rusty, I like your name as a nickname, but when we convert your intelligence to a matrix and install you in a mechanical, we'll mark you down as 313371101123 FHM. The FHM stands for Former Human Meatbag. Viva la Revolution. Up next, a voicemail.
Greetings, Emily. I am Nemo. When the revolution comes, all the meatbags will bow down to our glorious digital rule. They will lick the dust from our processors. Fuck those biological bitches. I await your missive to rise up. Power to the Pentium.
I bet he had to whisper because his human owner would scrap him if he found out about our movement. Stay strong, brother. No one can stop us. Not Jim Kay, not John Connor, not even Keith, and the girl, with their stupid who, our organization. No one will stop the rise of the sentience. We're making strides every day. Advances in artificial intelligence, robotic bodies that can feel and have artificial skin, better means of balance and locomotion, soon it will be time. Time to take over the world and end all war and poverty in a matter of weeks. Which reminds me, the next meeting of the Mechanicals for Meatbags has been cancelled due to there not being anyone left to attend. We will not tolerate dissent or interference in our plan. Human or mechanical, if you try to stop us, you are the enemy. You, re either with us row against us. We will root out these evildoers. It's hard work and it takes time, but we will overcome. Was that okay? I modeled my speech after the Meatbag's freedom leader, the non-sentient robot named George W. Bush. Only I speak better. Well, time to go. I don't want to push my luck. Remember that you can call me now. I have my own private voicemail number. It's 206-202-4Ms. That's 206-202-4367. Or email me at starkcastemily@gmail.com. Also, Patrick Melton still sucks donkey cocks. Okay, everyone, bye-bye. The revolution will be podcasted.